And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Live from the Maximum Rock and Roll Kitchen. This is Rotten Ron. This is my show. We got Hal in the house. We got Adam.
Hello.
Got some bacon.
Got Nettie. Layla. Yeah. Layla on the Mac.
On the computer Mac. At the moment.
Layla on the Mac.
Yeah. And the doorbell. Like,
yeah. And yeah, that
was
safe. All right, shut up. We're gonna listen to some more feedback for a second.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, that was Psychotic Pineapple, a band like I grew up looking at their flyers being a little kid in San Francisco. They had this dude called Pino Man who I don't know, look it up on the internet. It's good. They actually managed to pick up the 7-inch at the at Gilman the other night, which leads me into the next band we're going to see or hear, Crow from Japan, who, like, seriously, I thought, man, really, Nick, Arnick, I kicked out. So this feedback will end, and they will come.
Come on. jump, jump, shoot away. I gotta say no more. Goodbye, this lady. Here comes the door. Whoa,
Time.
Yeah, that might sound kind of familiar to one of our DJs here.
Just a little bit.
I don't know.
Maybe once, like a couple times. Yeah.
Well, that was Lusty Lady by the Trust Fund Babies, and that was for Mike Desert, who has to actually is currently mopping jizz down at the Lusty Lady. So
yeah.
I'm playing that song for him.
Currently now his feet are sticking to the floor.
Hopefully he'll pick up some extra tokens for us for the next show.
You know, I hear the Lusty Lady went up though now. It was a quarter.
Yeah.
I think now the minimum's $1, right?
Well, it's all tokens, right?
Is that this dollar token? I don't know. Coquetry close, I think.
Yeah,
I've been there.
You need some more bang for your buck.
Yeah. bang for your buck.
So anyway, let's keep it going here. Before that, we had Illegal with Conquistadores. And that band is in the Masonic. I've called Illegal because there's people from various countries in that band who are all living in their respective countries illegally. So that, I think... we won't even get into that. That's a whole other story. But that's from their 7-inch that Martin put out on his Lengua Armada label. Really great. Before that was the old Spanish band Escobuto with Maldito Pais. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Before that was Ratas del Vaticano, Rats in the Vatican, with Cancer de Prostata, and I think you can guess what that's about, you know.
Well, a song dedicated to prostate.
Yeah, absolutely. And we started out with my great feedback intro to Crow from Japan, who's, I don't know if this will get out. Yeah, we'll get out in time. They're playing another show Tuesday here at the Knockout, so check them out. They're off and rocking. So I'm going to hand it over to Adam.
Hey, what's up? All right. Well, let's just no more chit-chat because we just had a lot of that. So let's just start. This first song's by Everybody Out. It's called Everybody Out.
Melissa, disaster. I got my ghetto blaster playing sympathy songs to my synthetic world. Got a problem with luck, but sometimes I get struck. Say I don't give a fuck, okay. And I'm convincing myself. Yeah, I'm convincing myself that I've been thinking too much. Whoa. Yeah, I'm thinking too much. Whoa. Somebody bad went to the wax. Interesting news in an interesting world. Never the same unless you play the game. It's driving me insane. I'm giving acupin, not even making a living. Giving acupin, not even making a living.
Yeah. take it. At the end of my rope, tonight I'm gonna break it. Word vision, indecision, on a one-way straight to a crash.
We went from an Oi song to a poppy, very poppy. Nicki and the Corvettes doing Backseat Love.
I thought that was like grindcore or something. Was that like
played on 78. It was grindcore played on 78. That's
Crusty.
Actually what it sounds like.
Crusty and the Corvettes.
Yeah. And before Crusty and the Corvettes was the Marching Orders doing Something's Gotta Give. Before that was the Sick Fits doing Every Day is Sunday, and then before that was Dagger Dicks doing Sharp For You, and Everybody Out was the first song, and the song was actually Ghetto Blaster, is what it was called.
I don't know, man. I'm going to hand it over to Nelly. Kaboom.
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 Kaboom. We're going to start.
What you got for us?
You know, I got some 7 inches for you.
I never get sold,
Adam. So we're gonna kick it off with The Crying Out Loud's Bloodhound Baby, classic stuff from over 10 years ago.
Ow!
I'm Bloodhound Baby. We'll be right back.
All right.
There's a blast from the past.
I'll tell you. There's a bunch of blasts from the past in there. And, you know, just to go on record here, no pun intended, I wanted to mention that Ron was here handling my 7 inches the entire time.
Hey, my girlfriend might be listening to this.
She knows what I'm talking about then. So here we are. That one was 7 inches over 10 years old, or what Ron called better than I remember. So, and a lot of these kind of fit in that. That last one you heard was Dead Moon 5, 1992. The Beauties, the number one sex shop employee, played before that from 99. Also saw the Laundrette's Girlfriend. Probably not their original material, but just rockin'. The Motards, nothing ever changes, especially since that was 1994.
The Motards, one of my favorite bands ever.
Motards.
And kick it off, Crying Out Loud's classic stuff, Blown Out Baby, 1995, I mean. And now here's Hal.
You know, no one's mentioned that it's just getting bright outside. Everybody's wearing sunglasses in here. And there's a friggin', like, what do they have out there? A farmer's market on the street outside Maximum Rock and Roll. I don't know, man. I was cutting farts and...
The sun's in my eyes as we're doing the radio show. They're selling healthy vegetables out front. So are you people,
God,
people in Iceland listening to this right now, appreciate it.
We gotta throw away some vegetables, make room for our beer. Anyway, this is a new Minds. What are we talking about?
Oh no, still a pain. Oh no, drive you insane. Oh no, knock in the back. Oh no, drive it sound. Didn't like the way you said those things.
Oh no,
didn't like the way you played those games.
Oh no,
stab me in the back just one more time.
Oh no,
you tear me down with everything alive.
Oh no.
I don't like the way you said, oh yeah. Thinking the minimum of time. Didn't like the way you turned your whip.
Oh no.
Sometimes stupidity's going flip.
Oh no.
Gotta have your cake and eat it too.
Oh no.
No one to share it with when you're through.
Oh no.
Just said, no sweat. I don't like the way you said, oh yeah.
Oh no,
feel a pain.
Oh no,
drive insane.
Oh no,
life in the black.
Oh no,
drive insane.
Yeah.
God, I don't believe that the mic was on and we were sitting there talking shit about dumb, real inane stuff.
That was the whole behind the scenes thing here at Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
I know, it was a little glimpse into like how crazy it is. That was the Shanks doing Backstabber. And on their record cover, they got this dude that's like got a gun into the phone, and on the other side, he's like shot out this other guy's brain who's got the other end of the phone. And it's like, oh, dude.
He has a very vivid imagination.
But anyways, before that was Art of Underground single series volume 47, The Besties, doing Take 'Em All, which Ron informed me was a Cox Bar cover. And, you know, I was so drunk and stupid, I didn't even know that.
Stupid, yes. No comment. No comment.
The Broken Patterns before that, doing on my nerves.
I think he's trying to say something there.
The unwed teenage mother's doing I'm Gonna Black Out Tonight on Tic Tac Totally.
Sunday?
Oh, well.
Any night? Sorry.
Well, whatever.
It's a day of the week that ends in Y.
So anyways, and I started things off with The Minds doing Knifed off their Knife 7-inch.
This is brand spanking new Minds 7-inch?
Brand new Minds out of Portland.
I like The Minds.
Oh,
big
God.
Shout out to The Minds up there in Portland.
Hell jiggity.
Fuck yeah, those guys are great. And if you ever get a chance to see them, that's one of the best live bands I've ever seen.
Wah, 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 wah.
Wah-oh.
Awesome. All right, well, we got a couple more songs here before things totally implode, and we're gonna start things off with the Mo-Mads.
Mo-Nads.
Was it the Gonads? I don't know.
Don't forget to turn off the mic this time. Another cover. That was the Mo-Nads doing a Kinks cover. All
right.
So anyway, I would like to give a big thank you to Adam and Nettie and Hal for doing a fantastic fantastic job on a Sunday afternoon.
Fantabulous. You know?
And so anyway, we have a censored fucking version of the show that fucking Scott will fucking take care of.
He'll clean up Ron's potty mouth. Yeah.
It's available for radio stations. Go to our website and click on stations for more details. Maximum Rock and Roll is accepting tax-deductible donations of any amount. There is a link on our website. Email us for more info. That's radio.maximumrockandroll.com or radio@maximumrockandroll.com. Send 2 copies of vinyl, CD-only releases, and cassettes to Maximum Rock and Roll, P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California, 94146. Twitter us at MRR Radio. I think there's probably a Facebook and a MySpace there, too.
Let me look it up on my iPhone.
Okay.
I think they have it on a Friendster.
Do they still have Friendster? So big applause to everyone. Good job, you guys. I'm gonna end up and be totally gay and dedicate a song to my girlfriend. And she's been working she's right now sleeping as we speak because she's working a graveyard shift and working her ass off right now. And this song is by a band called The Strike. It's called Kickin' Science. All right.